Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. Heather Fowler. She is a veterinarian and director of producer in public health at the National Pork Board. Welcome to Pig Health Today.
Thanks for having me.
I want to talk with you about antibiotics. And, you know, there are a lot of terms that are thrown out there. People talk about judicious and responsible use, and I think the pork industry has demonstrated that it's certainly capable of meeting that objective. But then there's another area called antibiotic stewardship. I know it's one of your favorite topics. What's really the difference between antibiotic stewardship and judicious use?
Well, first I should say that I'm not sure if we've all kind of agreed on the definition between the two, but I can tell you how I personally define it and how I implement that in my job at the National Pork Board. So for me, responsible and judicious, as you said, are really synonyms. We just use the two interchangeably, and it refers to what the individual does, how the individual uses antibiotics. So how our producers are using antibiotics, how they're working with their veterinarians to use antibiotics. Versus stewardship really refers to more of a program or support structure or algorithm that one moves through when they're considering using antibiotics. So it has training built in there, it has expertise, there's a tracking and recording aspect to it as well. So it's a more structured program with a bunch of individuals, whereas the responsible or judicious use is just that one individual using antibiotics.
Well, we certainly don't want to get hung up on semantics, but what do producers need to understand about that?
So with stewardship, the understanding is you're not alone. We want you to use antibiotics responsibly, but definitely lean on your veterinarian. Your veterinarian will then lean on other experts, so veterinary pharmacologists, et cetera. And there will also be training around there built into that program, and this expectation of recording and tracking progress. And then going back into the moving into the future, being sure to update that program as needed. What works, what doesn't work, how can we continue to use antibiotics responsibly via this program?
So roughly 18 months ago, the new veterinary feed directive rules came along, made some changes in the industry. The pork industry has responded very well to them. But what do producers and veterinarians need to do in your mind to try to take this to the next level and demonstrate to consumers and the food service industry that this industry really cares about the way antibiotics are used?
It's a really good question. So in terms of taking it to the next level, I think everything's really a work in progress. So first, definitely make sure that they're complying with the rule, and we made sure through our 18-month campaign to make sure that they were aware of the new rule, what that meant for them, how they needed to work with their veterinarian, even making sure that the veterinarian was up to date on the rule and what that meant for them and licensing in the state and things like that. But in terms of taking it to the next level, I think that next level is that stewardship and understanding what stewardship is and how to implement it on their farm and in their state.
Now, by nature of your job description, you are focused also not just on swine health, but public health as well. And that was really what was driving a lot of this antibiotic discussion. People concerned about the antibiotics that are being used in agriculture, the possible transfer of resistance to humans, and of course the human medical profession has some homework to do as well on that subject. But how do you bring the two together? Because it seems like there's a lot of partitioning of blame. People point the fingers at swine producers, cattle producers, poultry producers, but it really has to be more of a One Health approach.
I agree, yes, and as a public health veterinarian with training in the One Health approach, and for those that are unfamiliar with the term itself, One Health refers to essentially a approach that is based on this understanding that the health of people, animals, and the environment are so linked that we need to study them in unison and not in their separate areas or silos. So with that understanding, we know that as it relates to antimicrobial resistance, we have a shared role in resistance because we know that use, even if justified, drives resistance. So one, that means we need to make sure that all uses are in fact justified. But knowing we again have that shared role in resistance, we have a shared role in stewardship and making sure we protect the efficacy of antibiotics.
Heather, we were talking before about responsible use and how people use terms interchangeably. And One term that also gets batted around is reduced use. Is reduced use the same as responsible use?
No, not at all. And we try to stay away from reduced use as an outcome measure of judicious use. Instead, we want to promote stewardship, which again, stewardship and judicious use, which is a program that makes sure that every antibiotic use is in fact justified. And the reason for that is, if you have a producer, for instance, that is already doing the gold standard, every single use is justified, to tell them then that they must reduce the use, it could then impact animal welfare. So that's kind of an extreme example, but if we only focus on reduced use, as other countries have done, cutting use by X percent, maybe initially that may be effective, but we don't want to necessarily establish that as the gold standard moving forward, because it takes us away from stewardship as a whole. So we, again, want the metric, the measure to be stewardship and not reduced use. It will have that outcome at times, but it shouldn't be our number one goal.
Looking at, I'll call it the other white meat, poultry.
Yeah.
They are now in the U.S. like 40% antibiotic-free, or at least antibiotic-free production. What can the pork industry learn from the poultry industry, if anything, about making these changes to antibiotic-free production schemes?
I think one thing we can learn from the poultry industry in terms of meeting those consumer needs is maybe taking a different approach. So we've seen how they've responded and kind of giving the consumer exactly what they want, but I think it gives us an opportunity to try a different approach and engage the consumer in conversation of this is what this means, this is how animals are raised, and this is what it would mean for their health. Now, I can tell you in terms of the potential for antibiotic-free production in the swine production, there are some opportunities for producers. There are some producers it works really well for, but we know it's not necessarily the right answer for every pig in every system, or even within a system, there may not be right for every pig in that given barn or in that system. So we need to have kind of alternative approaches. And then right now it's the diversity in the production itself that makes it a feasible option right now.
And my impression, and this is just my own impression of the poultry industry, is it's extremely competitive, but it's not a checkoff industry in the same way that pork is. And so it almost seems more competitive, a little cutthroat at some times. Where the pork industry strikes me as being perhaps a little bit more unified on its message about antibiotics.
Yeah, so the difference in structure and makeup, definitely the checkoff, the service we provide allows us to kind of sit and brainstorm and address some of these issues from a marketing perspective, from a research perspective, and from a producer services perspective. So we can listen directly to the producer, address their needs, listen to the customer, listen to the consumer, and be able to, again, sit down and kind of brainstorm a little more on these issues in order to come up with the best solution.
Yeah, well, and I guess it could be argued too that the pork industry's had an awful lot of practice because you've had this pork quality assurance program for as long as I can remember.
Yes. So dating back to the early 1980s, we had the pork quality assurance program, and then in 2006 it was updated to Pork Quality Assurance Plus. And at that time, we added information on antibiotic use. We had a standalone program on using antibiotics responsibly that was then folded into that, as well as pork safety information and animal welfare, information.
So what's, in terms of antibiotic use, what would you see as the next big challenge facing the pork industry right now?
Yeah, I think just continued dialogue with the consumers, explaining what antibiotic-free or raised without antibiotics really means for the animal. Again, that scenario I gave you before, it may work for some pigs in a system or in a barn, but it may not be the right process for every pig in that barn. And so what do we do with those sick pigs? How do we treat them? Because we don't want to impair their welfare. And at the end of the day, the National Pork Board and our producers are all about producing a safe and nutritious product that was produced in a way that protects public health as well as animal health and welfare. So we need to continue with, no matter how we raise these pigs, make sure that we uphold those objectives.
And one final question, what can pork producers and swine veterinarians do to try to basically say what you just said to a consumer audience? What can they do to try to bring that story to the consumer?
Well, one of the things we promote, and we've been facilitating at the National Pork Board, have been farm tours. So bringing folks out, letting them connect with the farmer, letting them see farms and pigs in those farms to get a better understanding. Now, that's harder to bring everyone there, and for biosecurity purposes, we can't do that. But we are looking at options, whether it's virtual tours. We have a number of producers that are online, on Facebook, on social media, sharing their story. So we do encourage them to share their story with their community, be an active part of their community.
It all comes down to transparency,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Definitely.
Fantastic. We've been talking to Dr. Heather Fowler. She's a veterinarian and also director of producer and public health at National Pork Board. Thanks again for coming by.
Thank you.